do business now. Let's do this. Relax. Have a seat, you guys. Welcome, all. If you have ad sales or need ad forms, please pick those up before you leave tonight. If you have ad money, Larry will be glad to take that money from you. So.
And also next week, he's got another issue that we've got, so I'll take the money next week also.
And we'll see an update as far as where we're at with sales. I hope you're out there selling as best you can.
3 weeks left.
Don't have much time. We'll be here before you know it. So, yeah, please. Anybody you deal business with, hit them up. Best contact you've been in business with for a while. Please do so.
Go to Facebook. There's a save the date now on our Facebook page. Go there and share that. You like it and share it.
Also, comment.
Yeah.
Even if it's a little pop-up, if I say awesome,
save the date. Mm-hmm.
Save the date on Facebook at this point.
Yeah.
So this gives us, see the logo of the show and information on it. So like it, share it, comment on it. The more you comment on it, the more it picks it up. The more you share it, picks it up.
Got it.
Massive size.
When will tickets go on sale?
Good question.
More to come on that. More to come on that.
How about flyers and posters?
Still working on that, but the great design question. What we may do is if we have a flyer, it may go out digitally. You print it out yourself. Take it to your spots. If you don't have that capability, let us know. We'll get it done for you.
I can do that, but I've also had ad sales that want to buy tickets at the same time as the ad. So I'm looking for that information as well.
So they won't buy the ad until they see the flyer?
They want to see both of them at the same time.
Okay, can you show them the Facebook?
Nope.
Has the ticket price been established?
What? I understand that.
I'll have to go back to the notes we discussed early on. I think we were looking at 20.
I think 20 bucks, yes.
20 and 15 for students.
Okay.
And 500 free.
I know Rich was asking me about the price of tickets today because he needs that for a BMI license, and I didn't know.
Okay, we'll get that. We'll get that too as well.
So he's got to have that.
Sure.
Okay. That's one of the things you have to put on your license.
All right, we'll get that out to everybody as soon as we can.
And also the number is 680. Approximately.
About 800 seater. So, also on the 8th, it's going to be March, tomorrow. March 8th, we're going to be at New Hope to rehearse. We rehearsed in the choir room to begin with, and then move on to the stage area because there's another ensemble. We will not have the risers available to us because there's instruments there, but we just want to get there so we can kind of get used to the spot. So you get to see the spot as well where we're going to be. So it's a Tuesday, not Monday. It's a Tuesday.
So no Monday rehearsal.
No Monday rehearsal. It'll be Tuesday, 6:30 to 9, regular hours. But we'll be at New Hope.
And if you go to
that's next week.
If you go to the website and click on calendar, you'll see that on the calendar. And go to March, you'll see the date.
All right, it's 100 renewals.
About 2 years ago, this past January, Jack Weber, our member from Fort Dodge, clued me in about the Farm Progress Show up at Boone. The Farm Progress Show is put on every year. Every other year, it's in Iowa or Illinois. So 2 years ago, it was in Iowa, and we were getting set up. Jack's church group has taken care of a food booth up at the Farm Progress Show for many, many years. And he clued us in that we could possibly get one of these food booths. There is a, I'm going to call it fast food barbecue joint out of Indiana that takes care of this entire Farm Progress Show. They have three big tents up there. And we have the opportunity, Jack says his church group has been doing it many years, just taking care of one of these food booths. We have, and they make about $7,000 for doing that. This year it's the last week in August, first 2 weeks in December, September, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And it's from about 9 in the morning till 1:30 in the afternoon. So we have, what we're looking for is people to man that booth. And if we do, if we can man that booth by ourselves for those 3 days, we'll make, Jack says they've been making about $7,000 every year, which would be really good for us. Now, it's going to be hard for us to get enough people to man that booth because it takes 40 people each of the 3 days. The third day is actually only 30 people because it falls off. So if you can go home tonight and canvas your house, ask your immediate superior if she could go along and help out. Actually, I would think, I haven't cleared this with Eldon, I would think anybody in your household that's over 16 years old could man the booth. We don't cook any food. All we do is take orders in the front, take the money, and wrap up their barbecue sandwiches in the back. And that's all we do. So.
And drinks.
What's that?
And drinks.
Yeah, they have drinks too, right. So that's the gist of the whole thing. We have to come up with 40 people, basically, for 3 days. Now, if we can't do this all ourselves, and if the board decides we want to bring somebody else in, like the Sweet Adelines, or maybe Jack's church group up there, or we certainly want to ask our retirees, our barbershop retirees that are in the area, if they can help out. So we have the potential to make $7,000 there. So if you would come back next week, I'll have a little list along, and you can tell me, we'll get up and do this again, you can tell me how many people you think from your house might be coming, because that will tell us whether we should go and ask the Sweet Adelines to help and that sort of thing. If we can only, if we only get 20 guys a day, that's half of what we need. So instead of making $7,000, if we split it with the Sweet Adelines or somebody, we'll only make $3,500. So even $3,500 is quite a few bucks. But so that's the deal. So next week I'll announce this again, and we'll see how many people you think can go. My immediate superiors go along with me. And we don't have any kids at home, so there'll be two from my house.
What was the date again?
August 3rd. August, the last day of August, the first 2 days of September. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. In the middle of that week. Let's check the calendar.
No, it would be 30th, 31st, and 1st.
So 30th, 31st, and 1st. Well, I might have looked the calendar wrong. I thought
that's all right.
Last day, August,
check the calendar.
Doesn't matter.
It's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, whatever it is.
Yes.
All right. Also, if you have $10, Bob would love to see you for the
21 guys signed up. And one person didn't pay, but I know who he is.
Signature. My cousin is here.
All right. Very good. Anything else?
CDs, if anybody wants to learn to track CDs,
there's
several of them left here
for
various parts. And then anybody wants to come out on Saturday, March 12th, 5 to 7, the Douglas Cafe will be singing for a couple hours. Antique Harbor.
All right.
Can I come out, Roy?
Yes, please.
I got a call, actually my wife took the call, but this afternoon Troy T. Meyer called, and he has a cousin who was doing dialysis, and his vital signs were not good. They transported him to Mercy Hospital, so that's where Troy is tonight, with his cousin.
Everything he has him at once.
He says,
well, Troy, let's do that.
Let's pray for people.
She got it on 30. She got it on 30. So, got a lot going on. So.